Welcome back to Mind Coliseum. Now, this is the second video of the second sign of five signs of jealousy that someone or people is or are jealous of you. Five signs of jealousy. This is the second video. If you haven't seen the first, if you haven't seen the first sign of jealousy towards you, go back, watch my previous video. Okay, and after this video, I'm going to drop the third sign, but this is the second video. So in the first video, it was about the crab in the bucket mentality. They don't want you to have something, okay? But in this video, the title is, they want to take. See, they don't want to have what you have. They want to take it. So in the first video, it's about they don't want you to have something. Okay, they don't want you to have something just for the sake of it. In the second video, which is this video, the title is they want to take what you have, and you have something great and special about you. And a lot of the time, the things they try to take from you, they're not always material things, because people think, oh, they're jealous of the car, they're jealous of the house, they're jealous of the mansion, they're jealous of the clothes, the chain, you know? They're jealous of physical resources. But what you're not aware of is that they can also be jealous, envious of the things that is in you that they can never have, because you are you and you are unique and there's only one of you. Even your fingerprint is unique. There's nobody in the world of at least 7 billion people that has the same fingerprints as you. You are unique. The way you do things is unique. The way you speak, the way you smile, the way you live is unique. The way you even breathe, who you are is unique. You are unique. So they're not always going to be jealous of the physical things. They're going to be jealous of the things that is in you that they can't touch. So they want to take from you. They see, when it comes to the physical things, they still can't take it. I mean, they can't take your car. It's your car. They can't take your clothes. But they want to take what you have. They have the desire to take what you have. Okay? Those are the material things. When it comes to the things that is in you, the special things in you, the things that make you who you are, that make you up. All right, your makeup, what makes you you, like being able to speak well, you know, you are confident, you are relaxed in groups of people, you know how to bring crowds to you, you are charismatic, charming, you know how to make people laugh, you know how to tell jokes, you know how to tell a good story. See, the things that they cannot take from you are also things that they will be jealous of. The things that, in order for them to have, they have to be you. And they can never be you. And they know that. So, they will forever be jealous. Why? Because they can never be you and they will never be you. If they tried, they would just be cheap imitations of you. You are the original. No matter how great they replicate you, you will always remain the original. That's a lot of value. So, now you understand why they're jealous of you. You are the real McCoy, the original. You are the first of you. So the things in you that they want to take, see, those things that make you who you are will always make them more pissed, more angry than the things that they can actually see. They can never deliver the punchline to a joke like you. They can never walk like you. They can never speak like you. They can't have your voice. They can't have your tone. They can't have your delivery of information, of jokes, of storytelling. They just can't have that. They can't have the way you stand. When you're just standing, they can't have the way you sit. It's your body. Like, you move how you move. You stand how you stand. You sit how you sit. They can't have the things that make you you. So they will be more angry about that because they can never be you. Because they have to be you to get those things. But the things like material things like cars, clothes, shoes, those things, they will feel like, oh yeah, I can take that. I can have that. I want that from him. I can have that. I want that from her. I can have that dress. Yeah. So they still feel some sort of hope to keep being jealous of you because they're like, there you have that and I want it. You know, I want it. I don't want them to have it. So they still have some sort of hope inside of them that it's attainable, like they can get it from you. Oh, he has the latest mobile phone. I want to take that from him. The desire is so strong. They want to take it from you. Oh, she has the latest handbag. I want to take that from her. Why should she have it? I don't want it, but why should she have it? It's like that. So they still have hope. It's crazy to use the word hope for them, but they have that hope in their mind, in their heart, that dark hope in their dark heart. But when it comes to the things inside of you that God gave you when he was making you, when he was creating you and molding you and shaping you, when it comes to those things, oh, they are forever envious because in order to have those things, they have to be you and there can be no one like you. Stay tuned for my third sign. The third sign that these fuckers are jealous of you. Oh, stay blessed, guys. Stay blessed.